Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the 33rd episode of Interlude Army. During this episode, we'll be interviewing the florist Isaac from Run BTS episode 99. Let's get it.
Welcome back to Interlude Army. I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Roseanne. Oh, sorry.
And you're Roseanne. Hi, Jose. We got another Roseanne in the room here.
Oh, I'm Jose, guys. Sorry.
He's having an identity crisis right now, you guys. Forgive Jose, please. You know why he's having an identity crisis? It's because BTS is messing with us. Jose, hold on. I want to ask you guys, when we're recording this, we have not gotten a music video teaser yet. What is going on?
I know. And then not even, because, you know, sometimes the teasers, it'll be like 2 days before, 3 days. And we haven't hit that mark yet as of the recording of this video. By the time you guys are listening to this, we'll have the music video teaser. And then Friday is the actual release. But we usually have more stuff released, and the last thing we got was the concept what was it called, the concept clip room version, where it's all 9 of them together in their respective rooms. That's the last thing we got. Like, we didn't get comeback schedule.
Nothing. Was Life Go On the title thing of the producer and who worked on the song? Was that also?
Oh, you're right. Do you consider that like something?
I guess. I mean, now we know who's, you know, who produced, who composed, who helped write the song. But that literally was, I think, the last thing that we got. So we still don't know. I don't know what to expect, Jose. I'm kind of like, I still have my alarm on every morning, though. I woke up this morning, like, waiting, refreshing. At 7 in the morning, y'all. I was like, no.
Yeah, me too. I was like, you know what? I stayed up. I was like, I didn't go back to sleep. But I think yesterday was when I was like, you know what? Let me just go back to sleep.
He's like, this is the weekend. It's Saturday for us.
But what's going to tell you? It looks like they're still promoting Dynamite. Because just today, they released this, featuring big hit labels like artists. I don't know if you've seen it on YouTube.
Yes, y'all, Nana. I noticed a lot of people were like, oh my God, who is that girl?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wait, I'm kind of confused as to why is she in Big Hit somehow? I know she's like friends with members from GFriend, but is she in Big Hit? Because it said featuring big hit
labels, you know. So labels. If you remember correct, if I'm not mistaken, I believe Nana is under, what's the company? Oh my God.
Which
because she was in that group after school.
Yeah,
and wait, they were under girl, let me, but I'm about to
hold Google. On me too. Google after school. Yeah, because after school she was part of that, and then she was also like a part of the unit called Orange Caramel.
Yes.
After school is under Pledis.
There you go. So they're under, I mean, the group's no longer active, is it? I totally forgot about
it. It's weird. Like, okay, so they're not disbanded yet. Okay. Well, actually, they've been active. Well, actually, I take that back. 2015 was the last time they promoted. But damn. I don't.
Yeah, so they were, or they are, I should say. It's not like disband. I don't want to get the term wrong. Yeah, so they are under Pledis Entertainment. And if I'm not incorrect, Nana is still under Pledis? How do you say that?
Pledis? Yeah, correct us, you guys, down in the comments.
Pledis Entertainment. So if you guys remember, Pledis is also now part of Big Hit. And that's
okay.
Newest, right? Newest is under Pledis Entertainment.
Yes.
So, and then we saw Newest there. So that's why it was like, I mean, it was a pleasant surprise to see her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it wasn't a surprise of like, what is she doing here? Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. For me.
I was like, wait, what? I forgot.
Yeah. Yeah, so she's under Pledis, which is now under Big Hit label. So, like, it makes sense once you look at it, yeah.
So, I think this might have been somewhat of a teaser for their upcoming, you know, concert. They're going to have, like, a big family concert. So, all the Big Hit labels will be at the concert. Except for 17, because I noticed 17 wasn't in that Dynamite
lip-singing
video, right?
Yeah. They're the only one. And I think it's because they're, like, going to be doing some... I think they have, like, another schedule or something. I mean, I'm not sure. But I that's the only thing that I can think of is that they're probably booked somewhere else, you know?
Yeah. So I'm going to still wait for that 17 BTS interaction thing. But I really like this whole idea of like a big family concert. I would go to it. Like, I think if they have another one next year, I would book that ticket to go.
Because... Oh, like in Korea?
Yeah.
Girl. That's what I was about to say. Can I like jump on that?
Yeah, you could fit my suitcase. Let me get...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can only... Like, smuggling me. And like, ma'am, come over here with security. Like, what are you...
What do we have here? I don't know. He's holding my clothes together. They opened a duffel bag and they're like, you know, you're like folding the clothes.
Where are we going with this? We have a whole scenario. Because I was about to go into, I was being like, imagine if I pretend to be dead. But I was like, that makes it worse. You're carrying like a dead body.
Then I murdered someone. Jose, no, you can't get me going to jail. Oh my God, that's hilarious.
This is what happens when BTS hasn't given us something. You know, where's the MV teaser? Where's the comeback map? I wish we had a comeback map because every day I've been waking up.
Yeah. That is one thing. Because, you know, like for the Map of the Soul 7, they had this whole schedule thing. Yeah. And even for Dynamite. Yeah. And then now for this, we're like going in blind, basically. Yeah.
But then again, you got to think about it and be like, well, the guys are in control. So they probably were like, we want to go back to that 12 hit phobia era, you know what I mean?
And give us anxiety. It's working. Let me tell you that.
Yeah, but I mean, it's comeback week, guys. Like, woof.
There's so much going on. Even like the AMA's voting. If you guys haven't, this is gonna be too late by the time you guys are listening. Yeah. I was gonna tell them vote, you guys. But no, I think we got this in the bag. I think we pretty much we're gonna. Yeah, get those
they
W's. Won.
They what is it called? They sweep the. Public award?
public... what awards?
The public awards? Public awards. Or what are they called? Oh, the People's Choice.
The public... I get it. Jose, it makes sense.
It's still the same thing. Public
It people. Connects.
Y'all get me, so don't try it. Why am I talking like that?
What? He's ready to attack. See, you know what? Okay, BTS better come back. Next week, we'll sound a lot more stable. Just
I kidding. Hope so. We're going to be freaking out. We're going to be a mess, girl. No.
We're going to be talking about, like, the music video, the performance, and everything next week. So, like, the album. Excited.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jose. I totally forgot a whole album was coming with it.
Ruthin, we are losing it, girl. We are losing it.
Oh my God. Oh.
You know what I think? I think I know why your brain was like, Life Goes On and the music video, the song, because of Dynamite. I feel like Dynamite, since it was just a single, it has us in that train of thought of like, oh, Life Goes On, Life Goes On. But then it's like, no, we still got like a whole album.
Oh my God, I couldn't believe it for yes. So I can't wait for that, you guys.
Yes. Hey, Jose here. Just a reminder, Interlude Army has merch. The podcast collaborated with an awesome shirt designer, Ecoism, to make a 7-member inspired shirt. You can check it out and purchase it on his website, www.ecoism.com. That is ICHOISM. Follow Ecoism on Instagram at Ecoism. Special shout out to Army Magazine, who we previously interviewed on our podcast. We invite you to check out our friends at Army Magazine, the first all-digital magazine for BTS and Army. Through their worldwide volunteer employees, they strive to bring factual and trusted information about BTS. With new issues posted quarterly and fun blogs covering a variety of interesting topics, Army Magazine is for Army, by Army. Take a look at www.armymagazine.co or find them through at Army Mag Official on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Welcome back to Interlude Army. Today we're interviewing the florist, NUMF Korea flower director, Isaac. He was also featured in Run BTS episode 99. Since he spoke in Korean in some parts, I'll be reading the English translation to help you guys understand. But please welcome Isaac.
Hello. Oh, 안녕하세요. I bloom in your heart. Hello, I'm flower boy Isaac.
Yay! Hello, hello, Isaac. Thank you so much for joining us today. And you're all the way from South Korea, so the time zones are so different. So thank you for taking your time to be here. My first question to you is, how long have you been arranging flowers?
It's been about 6 years since I started florist. This time passed really fast for me. There were so many challenges, so many hardships, and adversity.
Oh wow, six years is a very long time. But like, what inspired you to become a florist though?
Inspired for me, it's my father who inspired me. First I had to florist because I thought of women's jobs. I think there's a culture difference, although many prejudices have disappeared now.
Yeah, that's very true. Like, anyone can be a florist, but like, so your dad was also a florist as well? Wow. Yes. So it runs in the family.
And my mom and my sister.
Oh, what? Wow, that's a family full of florists. That's really cool. Oh my gosh. I mean, what's the best part of it? Like, is it therapeutic or it helps with your stress or?
그 스트레스는 가끔 뭔가 이런 영감이 떠오르지 않을 때는 스트레스를 받기는 하는데 거의 almost I express the flower as a fantasy that contains many emotions and stories. And it is the best thing to share this fantasy.
Oh, that's I saw your Instagram and it was I love it. You're so creative and you just make flowers look very magical. Also I saw that you have like TikTok videos. Your TikTok videos, they look really, really fun. And have you had any experience dancing before? Because you do dances in your videos.
Actually, I was an idol in the past.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. That's really cool.
Although it didn't go well, I still love and enjoy dancing and singing.
Wow. Oh, so you could sing too?
Just a little bit.
Oh, that's really interesting. I know this isn't part of the question, but how long were you able to like train for singing and dancing before?
Maybe 2 years ago.
That's still good. You're good at dancing, though. Can you drop a snippet of you singing? I'm just kidding. No pressure. I just want to hear. Continue to make those TikTok videos. They're like really fun to watch. And I see them on like, because I don't have TikTok, but I see them on Twitter, like your videos on Twitter. So those are cool. And so now we're jumping into like the juicy fun stuff. You did a collaboration, or you were part of one of BTS's Run episode. How did that come about? Like, how did that happen?
I am not good at speaking English yet, so we'll proceed with this part in Korean in order to communicate better.
Sounds good.
일단은 처음에 저는 전혀 몰랐어요. 그 BTS라는 거를 전혀 몰랐고, 그 하루 전날에 알았어요. 그 이유가 처음엔 이제 그냥 신인 아이돌이다 이렇게 저한테 연락이 먼저 왔었는데.
So he said at first he didn't know it was going to be BTS. They told him that it was going to be a rookie group, and that he found out that it was going to be BTS the day before the shoot.
네, 그래서 하루 전날에 그 PD님하고 작가님이 이렇게 오셔가지고 사실은 BTS다 이거를 미리 말해줄 수가 없는 게 워낙에 이런 월드와이드 그룹이다 보니까 이게 알려지게 되면 전 세계 사람들이 전날에 비행기를 타고 여기에 올 수도 있기 때문에 미리 말씀을 못 드렸다라고 저한테 말을 했었습니다.
The reason he found out late was because he finally met with the producer, writer, and production team, and they confessed to him saying they didn't tell him and kept it a secret from him because they're such a worldwide group. And if people were to find out, there would be people from all over the world jumping on planes just to see them. To avoid that, they told him last minute. That makes sense. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Wow. Did you know about BTS before meeting them or?
방탄소년단에 대해서 알고 있었어요. 그리고 제가 아이돌을 했을 때 이렇게 리허설을 하는 것도 본 적이 있었어요.
He said that he of course heard of BTS, but he also saw them during his trainee days.
사실 그때는 에피소드가 그렇게 많지는 않았던 것 같고, 왜냐면 이제 저는 그때 저도 이제 신인 아이돌이었고 그냥 이렇게 막 이렇게 바람만 보는 뭔가 선배 느낌? 그런 느낌으로만 있었고 다른 거는 없었어요.
There wasn't much interactions with them, but he would see them from afar during his trainee days and admire them as the senior that they are. Oh, that's really cool. No, the fact that we didn't know that he was a trainee, and just knowing about them, like, how was your experience with BTS when you were filming the episode? Were you nervous? Were you scared? Were you shy?
진짜로 그 당시에 저는 이제 딱 그때 시간도 기억나. 그때가 오후 3시였어요. Next day 오후 3시였는데 이렇게 보자마자 저는 되게 막 freezing 되고 진짜로 nervous, shy 이게 이게 모든 감정들이 다 섞였던 것 같아요.
Isaac met them at 3 in the afternoon during production day. He was nervous and had a lot of emotions. He felt shy because all the members were complimenting him. Oh, wow. Getting compliments from the boys. That's really cool. That's something to talk about and brag about. So,
자랑스럽네요.
Proud of me?
Yeah, I'm proud. I mean, did they make you feel comfortable when you were filming the episode?
진짜로 저는 이제 그분 BTS 같은 경우에는 이제 워낙에 그런 관심과 인기에 대해서 뭐 익숙하신 분들이다 보니까 긴장하는 게 많이 없으셨었어요. 되게 프로페셔널해 보였는데 이제 저는 이제 그런 경험이 처음이잖아요. 그래서 그랬을 때 이제 BTS 분들이 그거를 알아차리시고 뭔가 조금 되게 농담도 하고 되게 뭔가 제가 실수를 하더라도 이제 그거를 뭔가 이렇게 아름답게 감싸줬었어요.
As for BTS, they are used to receiving interests and popularity, and they were not nervous at all. They were professional. But for him, it was his first time. The BTS members recognized that, and they helped him get comfortable by joking with him and even covering his mistakes beautifully.
Oh, wow. Well, that's really good to hear. I think in the Run episode, I remember they were still complimenting you in the episode as well. So they were trying to make you comfortable. So that was really nice. Were there any like off-camera moments that was very memorable for you?
그 멤버분들이 센스가 있는 게 이렇게 촬영 전에 이렇게 분위기를 잘 만들어줘요.
So the members before shooting do a really good job getting the atmosphere well ready for the shoot.
네, 그래서 막 그런 뭐 카메라 감독, 뭐 작가, 모든 스태프분들과 이제 저를 포함해서 계속 그 방탄분들이 이렇게 질문도 계속 하고 막 저한테도 선생님 이건 뭐예요? 제가 식물을 키우는데 막 이거 어떻게 해야 돼요? 이런 것들을 막 질문을 해주고 조금 그렇게 편하게 만들어줬었어요.
There were times where the members would really engage with him and ask questions. Not just him, but also the staff members and the production team. Whether it be the producers, writers, the directors, the staff members, they would go around and ask questions and really be interested. So they're not just there for the shoot, but really interested in the whole team and production staffs.
Wow, that's really good to hear. Oh my gosh. Just learning more about how they act behind the scenes. We've heard stories before, but it's just really nice and reassuring that they seem very down to earth. And even though they're global stars, they don't act like they're not human. So I guess that's really cool. I also saw when you make the TikTok video for their challenge, I think they liked your video as well. So they remember you. how did you feel when you found out that they liked your video?
일단은 첫 번째 복잡했어요. 왜냐하면 되게 뭔가 저는 사실 이렇게 방탄소년단 분들하고 이렇게 촬영을 해서 더 뭔가 좋아졌다라는 표현이 어울리지는 않았어요. 왜냐하면 더 힘들었어요. 이렇게 방탄소년단 하고 나서. 왜냐하면 일단은 코로나 바이러스도 생겨났고 그러고 이제 그러면서 관심은 많지만 저한테는 뭔가 그 관심만큼 보답해드릴 수 있는 게 많지가 않았던 거 그랬었어요. 그래서 그 방탄소년단 분들이 이렇게 이런 것을 리플라이 해줬을 때 복잡하고 이제 뭔가 또 뭔가 제가 그때 long time no see라고 했거든요. 그래서 또 뭐 그런 생각도 많이 나고 했었습니다.
When the members liked his TikTok video, at first things felt complicated. It's BTS, and it was very overwhelming with a lot of love and comments. A lot has happened since he filmed the Run BTS episode, such as COVID-19. He wanted to do something to give back to the community and to the fans out there. He participated in the challenge, and he was very happy that the members liked it, but also fans. He was happy to give back something during these times, even if it's a dance on TikTok. So when BTS replied to him, it was full of mixed emotions. At that time, he said, long time no see. He was recalling things like that.
For sure. Like, I saw a couple of his videos and it was very fun. And even though we know that COVID-19 is going around, the fact that your videos are always bright, beautiful, fun, fans love it. So continue to like share those videos. And did you do TikTok before or did you start it recently?
그 전에 했어요. 그 작년 9월 달부터 시작을 했고 그 시작을 하게 된 이유가 조금 뭔가 제 자신을 찾고 싶어서 시작을 했었어요.
So it's been about a year since he's been on TikTok. He started during September of last year. And the reason why he started was to use that platform as a way to find himself.
Ah, yes. That's what we're all trying to do, hopefully. Well, I'm glad you found a platform that helps you find yourself and express yourself, but also show your love for flowers. And I think it'll make people who weren't really interested in flowers love flowers too. So
now I have some fun questions that fans are wanting to know. What's your favorite BTS song?
아, 저는 그 Microcosmos 제일 좋아해요.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Actually, yeah, those are beautiful yeah. songs. So.
yeah, 정말, 정말 좋아하고, and 최근에는 Dynamite도 되게 좋아해요.
Yes, uplifting.
Next question, do you have a favorite member?
Oh my god. So difficult question.
Yeah.
약간 저는 뭔가 댄싱 스타일 보면 J-Hope 그리고 and 약간 보이스는 그 태형 V 되게 좋아하고 아 뭔가 멤버보다 다 다르지만 I stand J-Hope.
Yes, of course. Yeah. I see that. So.
Next question. What was the most enjoyable part about your idol days?
아, 아무래도 그 스테이지에 올라가 있는 시간이 제일 아마 좋았죠.
Isaac said when he was on stage, he was the happiest.
Aww.
What was the name of your group?
Mr. Slam.
Mr. Slam. Ooh.
Yeah.
Is there videos on YouTube?
Yeah, yeah, YouTube. Yeah, yeah, almost.
okay. That's new. I've never knew that before, so now... Don't be shy. Oh my gosh.
So Emmy was wondering, what are your plans for the future?
저는 꽃에 대해서 약간 다른 나라는 잘 모르겠지만 저는 한국 사람이니까 한국 사람들이 꽃에 대해서 어렵게 생각하지 않기 위해서 저는 꽃을 브랜드로 만들고 싶어요. 그래서 브랜드로 만들어서 뭐 꽃이 이렇게 멀리 있지 않다라고 느끼게 해줄 수 있는 그런 영향력 있는 사람이 되었으면 좋겠습니다.
He said he doesn't know about anywhere else in the world, but as for Korea, he wants to make flowers and the topic of flowers easy and understanding. He wants to make a brand and some kind of venture into it that makes it more pleasable and acceptable for his fellow citizens.
Oh, got it. I noticed during COVID, I recently got into plants, and I think I will get into flowers next. I will learn more about flowers, and I hope other people, from even after watching the Run video, but also for those who follow you on TikTok, Twitter, and your socials, I hope they appreciate flowers as well around the world. So for those who are listening to our episode, and want to keep up with you, what are your social media platforms? And yeah.
저는 그 틱톡 아이디 flowerboy Isaac, and 그리고 되게 인스타그램은 flawless Isaac.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Twitter the same flowerboy Isaac.
Got it. So if for those who are listening and want to check out if you haven't seen his videos yet or even his posts. Follow him on all his social media platforms and just spread the love for flowers, right? And I'm going to look up those your videos from when you were an idol. Oh my god. But thank you so much, Isaac, for coming out and joining us today. I felt like we learned a lot about you, but also the boys. So it's really cool. So I appreciate it. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you too.
Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoongi, Young Hoseok.